The next patient is Thomas Heath, H-E-A-T-H. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Number one, clinical case of a 77-year-old male that is following the practice, is followed in the practice because of CKD stage 2, period. The most recent laboratory workup was done on August the 2nd of 2023. We found that the patient has a serum creatinine of 0.86, a blood urea nitrogen that is 18 with an estimated GFR of 90. The blood sugar at that time 165 milligrams per cent. In the protein creatinine ratio, we have an excretion of protein of 235 milligrams per gram of creatinine. That has been very stable. The patient is not taking the Kerendia because insurance coverage. Next line, number two. Arterial hypertension. The recent blood pressure reading was 129 over 85. The diastolic is slightly elevated. We're going to make sure that the patient continues to check the blood pressure on regular basis and notify us if the reading of the diastolic remains the same or higher, in order to make the appropriate adjustments. Following number, he has a history of diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.4%. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient takes Uloric, U-L-O-R-I-C. 40 milligrams every day, and the serum uric acid is less than 5 milligrams per cent. Following number, the patient has morbid obesity, has lost 2 pounds. The body weight reading was 260, which is consistent with a BMI of 41. Period. We once again insisted in recommending him to avoid salt, restrict the sodium intake, and most importantly, a plant-based diet in order to decrease the total caloric intake and accomplish some weight loss. Following number, the patient has a coronary artery disease that has a history of one stent, and it has been followed by the cardiologist. He had an aortic valve replacement that was done in September of 2020. The patient continues to take Brilinta. At the present time, the patient remains stable. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested in the telehealth because of the storm. 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the chart. 15 minutes in the conversation, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.
Okay.